Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mitchell Hora from Continuum Ag, a local 4-H alumni, for National 4-H Week. This week is National 4-H Week, and you are a local 4-H alum. Can you share which club you were in?
The Jackson Jets 4-H Club. We were kind of new when I was in it, but they're well established here now.
And what were some of the favorite projects that you worked on?
I was always super involved in the ag communications space. So doing presentations, extemporaneous speaking, that was definitely my favorite thing to be involved with. And that definitely helps out a lot here today with the variety of different things I get myself involved with.
And how did the skills that you learned in 4-H, some of those that you just mentioned, carry over into your professional work now?
I think it does in a massive way. So number one, on communication and being able to, be thoughtful as we are having meetings and in negotiations now with companies and working with farmers, but also being able to put together really smart goals, I think is a big one. So being able to track goals and be realistic about setting goals and then tracking that all the way through to the final completion of your project and then reflecting upon those goals. Something that people in the business world need to be more thoughtful of. More people should have went through 4-H, I suppose.
And is that what you would recommend for youth in the community?
Oh yeah, there's so many different ways to get involved. And, it doesn't have to be just on the livestock space. I was involved in that, showing pigs. But like I said, even on the communication space, or I did a lot with citizenship and things like that, there's a wide array of different things that you can get involved with that you wouldn't necessarily think of when you 4-H.
And how are you continuing to be involved in 4-H now as an alum?
Yeah, we've been able to be involved in a pretty cool project, actually. So we've been flying drones through Continuum Ag for the last couple of years, just helping our farmers and documenting projects, and flying drones is just kind of fun. We've helped establish a new tradition here in Washington County where we take an annual family picture. And Amy came up with this idea to do a family picture every year, and we've been doing it with a drone. Everybody lined up and make kind of a 4-H clover and then take a picture of that and be able to document year to year. Well, that picture was supposed to happen at the fair, like we do every year. But of course, that photo cannot happen at the fair this year. But we are going to do it at the 4-H Family Fun Night. Really big spread out clover this year. So that'll be fun. So a large socially distanced 4-H clover for our 4-H family picture here this year.
And sometime down the track, people will be able to look back and pick out 2020, no problem.
Oh yeah, you'll definitely see 2020. It might be like the mega clover, I suppose. It's all spread out. But I think even just all those pictures, it'll be fun to go back yourself and be able to show how that tradition has grown over time too. I really hope that at some point we have a 4-H clover that's completely filled in with people, right? And stuff. Even right now, we've just been doing outline of a gigantic clover. So it'll be exciting to see how far that tradition can go.
And is this a pretty busy time of year with harvest starting?
Super busy right now. It's been wild, but experimenting with a lot of our trials out in the field. So that's been fun to now harvest, planting cover crop right now. We're pulling soil samples, yields and stuff for next year. We've been building some software to help to manage soil health data. So we've got all kinds of fun projects going on this time of year.
You and I spoke back in March during Ag Week, and one thing that you mentioned is farmers and the stress they deal with. Was there any message that you'd like to share with them now?
It's kind of interesting that early 2020, right? Thinking like, oh yeah, we got plenty of stress going on now. It kind of escalated. I think the main thing, for farmers is to really dial in on factoring in that stress and understanding that it's okay to be stressed out. You have a lot on your plate, and there's been a lot of ups and downs this year. And I hope that prices will continue to respond to help us out and to help to ensure that we're able to carry on and continue to build up our family farms for future years. But definitely do not be afraid to reach out to admit that, hey, I need some help, and understand that things are going to be okay, even though the day-to-day, especially the grind this time of year when we're working 13, 15, 18-hour days, it gets to be really taxing. Important, to spend the time with your family. The work will still be there tomorrow. Don't overstress yourself out and run yourself into a heart attack or something like that. Take your time. It's going to be fine. We're in this lifestyle because we love the lifestyle and we love the tradition and the working with our family. So I think factoring in and keeping in mind why we do what we do can help to get us through any type of stress that comes our way.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Mitchell Hora from Continuum Ag talking about 4-H and local farming. This is National 4-H Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.